All right, 1380 WPHM. Some of the state of Michigan's future entrepreneurs are gathered in the Motor City today. They are showing off their vision for the future. Joining us right now to talk more about this, the program director at Heartland Forward, which is hosting the Builder Experiment Expo at the Michigan Central's Book Depository this week, Katie Milligan. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us and telling us about some of these great entrepreneurs who have gathered. And this could be really the future of the state of Michigan all gathered in one place, couldn't it?
Absolutely. So we at Heartland Forward, with our partners, Ford Motor Fund and Builders and Backers, have launched what we call the Idea Accelerator here in Detroit. And so this summer, we've had 20 entrepreneurs, people that just had ideas that wanted to launch potential new businesses, come together through a 90-day virtual program to launch their business. So these builders didn't have to quit school or didn't have to quit their job just to get their idea off the ground. So they're midway through the summer, through the program. And so over the next 45 days, they're actually going to be launching experiments around their business. So they'll be testing out their ideas all across Detroit.
What a great idea. What are some of these ideas? Anything you can share with us?
Yeah, and I would love for Detroiters to be on the lookout over the next couple of months. But it really can be any type of idea that can go through the program. So we have some really cool high-tech apps that you can look out for. We also have some small businesses that I think stuff like grocery store, mobile grocery stores or pocket grocery stores, in areas that don't have a grocery store. And then we also have really great nonprofit ideas that are going through the program. So we accept any type of idea. It doesn't have to be industry specific. It doesn't have to be, you know, just around mobility. It can really be anything that goes through.
Through the Idea Accelerator, what a great way for these entrepreneurs, these you know, really creative, interesting people to get a step up. Because when you're working in a vacuum all by yourself, it can be a little daunting, can't it?
Absolutely. And that's why we're so proud to partner with Ford Motor Fund here in Detroit, because we've seen just through the work that they've done, the community and all the different amazing entrepreneurial organizations that are already here in Detroit come out and support these builders. And we know that, to your point, it can be very lonely. And so we're really proud that this group of 20 is so tied into the community. But the other thing is that this is the first cohort in the entire state of Michigan. So these 20 are well representing Michigan. We're doing this program in 19 other communities in 12 states. So these Detroiters are paving the way across the heartland.
Well, and a lot has been said about the fact that we need to try to not only maintain but increase our population and our workforce here in Michigan. This may be a step toward that.
I think so. We think of entrepreneurship as talent development, and we know that if you can support entrepreneurs, they can create jobs. And so we're really excited to see what these builders do over the next year. They'll be with us in the program for, like I said, the next 45 days, and then they move into kind of our alumni group. And so we're really hoping we see 20 fantastic new Detroit businesses come out of this.
Well, that would certainly be great for the economy here in Michigan, Southeast Michigan, no doubt about it. Are you helping them to find financial backing as well?
Yes. So as they go through the program, they can get up to $5,000 to go test out their idea. And then as they enter into the alumni portion, we try to make sure that we are connecting them with capital that makes sense. Only 1% of entrepreneurs are eligible for venture capital. And so a lot of times we talk about venture capital as the silver bullet, but really there's so many other pathways to getting entrepreneurs funded. And there's really great resources through the state, through the universities. And so we really like to connect these builders to all kinds of different options to help them grow their business.
If there's somebody out there listening saying, hey, I have an idea. Is there some opportunity for them in the future?
Yes, we're hoping to do this again in the fall. And so we would love for Detroiters to be on the and the area to be on the lookout for applications to get released. And then we would accept, you know, currently 20 open spots, but potentially more in the fall. And then the program would start in October and run till the end of the year. And all this information can be found on buildersandbackers.com. One word, Builders and Backers.
We will check it out. Katie, thanks so much for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you go. Buildersandbackers.com, where you can find out more information. Katie Milligan, the program director at Heartland Forward, with their builder experiment program.